But my name is Nurse Perry, and I am the fourth generation of the English Avenue neighborhood. I've been there 41 years. From me, my mom, my grandmama, to my great-grandmama, which are all still living. My neighborhood was one of the most prosperous and resourceful neighborhoods. I remember a time when we used to swim in Lynn Street, Proctor Creek, what is now called Proctor Creek. Was back then called to us just the plain old creek. We used to swim in the creek. We used to fish in the creek. That's why I learned to swim at in the creek. We used to have doctors and lawyers and teachers. And I can remember a time when my mama used to tell us stories about the trolley when it used to come through. You know, we was a very stable environment. Everyone of my family members, from my grandmama, my great grandmama on up to me, went to English Avenue Elementary School. We had so much fun. I mean, we were just one, maybe two, three streets that got together every Friday, and they made cotton candy for us. We had popcorn. We had little movies. We told stories, you know. We had a very good neighborhood, and all the elderly people, we had over 40 elderly people that were living then. But once those elderly people started dying off, things started to change, you know. Our neighborhood started to go down. Then we had other generations that came along, and, you know, they didn't have the training or the raising that we had, so it made it a little difficult for them. But right now, we still have these same people in the neighborhood. Our neighborhood is down to 7 elderly, but at the same time, they're up in age and they're sick, but they're still holding on because they can still remember the same things that I remember, how we all got together. Because I remember a time when we got in trouble and not just your mom would whoop you. The neighbor whoop you across the street, the neighbor whoop you down the street and brought you to your mom. That's what kind of family we had inside my neighborhood. And we all trusted each other. We're trying to get back like that, but we have had a lot of outside resources that we couldn't trust, outside organizations, but we got a lot of organizations that's working with us. Right now, I'm struggling with trying to still vision the way my neighborhood was, and that's what I'm working hard on, trying to get it back like that and keep it like that and keep the ones that's originally from my neighborhood there. We have a lot of people moving in, and we don't have a problem with change, but it's just that point that we have been so stepped on so many times and told so many different things that it's really hard to trust outsiders. We have the English Avenue Park now, the first park that we haven't had, and it gives us that sense of pride back the way our neighborhood used to be, because it's been a time when we used to be going on English Avenue School, the elementary school that I went to, and we used to sit up there and have May Day. We had park benches. We had basketball goals. I mean, we even had a little garden up there when we was young, like a learning center that we used to go and tend to, you know, but things just changed over the years. But right now, we've seen a lot of our homes that's been torn down, and a lot of us became desensitized to the fact that we still over there and we don't even notice these things because this is our neighborhood and we're over here every day. And we still get together sometime during the week, like 2-3 days out the week at 10 o'clock, and we sit out and we listen to the older music. And we sit out and talk because we're still a family. But within the streets of North Avenue, Griffin, and Dalvina Street, we all gather together. It'd be almost 50 of us outside with the tents and the bands and stuff because that's what we're used to. We're used to being a close-knit neighborhood. And even though we have different people that's moving in, different races, we don't have a problem with that. We won't change. It's just the change that's happening, we're not included in it, and we're not included in their plans. Because whether people know it or not, we have a lot of homeowners still in our neighborhood. A lot of us rent, but we have a lot of homeowners that's still in our neighborhood. And I know every one of them for a fact. I go around a lot and talk to my neighbors, and I take care of the elderly because I am a nurse. And because I was taught this by my mom and her mom and her mom. So we've always been the type of people in our neighborhood to get together and just check on one another. If it ain't them, just go on and take a meal. You know, one of our elderly died, but she used to feed the whole neighborhood, you know, and that's a big loss to us. But I just want people to understand that they have such a, you know, a bad vibe about us, a bad stigma about us, and it's not always about the drugs and the murders and people overdosing. If you can come out sometime and see the joy that we express amongst each other, or come and see us gather together at little events that we have on our own that's not sponsored by nobody. And from this day forward, I'm gonna make sure I double what I'm doing and make sure that I get out more to try to help them. You got to have the original people that's from this neighborhood to be involved in order to reach our people. You can't make a plan without us. And it's a lot of us over there that have degrees and are very educated. But until you come find that on your own, you wouldn't think that, you know. Because, you know, they all think of us, when you looking on the outside, looking in, the only thing you can see is the negativity. Not knowing that we are some very intelligent people in this neighborhood. We come from doctors and lawyers and teachers, like I said. And I just want it back the way it used to be. That's my only point. I want it back the way it used to be. If I can't get it exactly back the way it used to be, I still just want that closeness that we had. And I want to see my neighborhood back vibing and having resources and thriving. That's what I'm fighting for. Home. Comfort zone. Love. Security.